This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. If you want to tell us your wanker of the weekend, and I've seen one of these get texted in by various people for the better part of an hour, so I think we're going to go ahead and lead off with that. The Texas A&M softball team.
Oh, buddy. I know this is where your heart is with
this
team.
It could be all Texas A&M athletics, honestly, outside of track. So, Texas A&M, they didn't advance out of the regionals, so out of their first little pot of four in the NCAA tournament. And I was like, man, that sucks. And they ended up getting bumped off by Liberty. I was like, man, that's terrible. They were number one and all of that. But I didn't realize how terrible it was. So for Liberty.
It's their first win.
It's not their first win ever.
All right.
It's the first time they've advanced out of the regionals. I just wanted to make sure people knew, like, it's not the first time they ever won a softball game. But they advanced to the super regionals for the first time ever. And then I was like, oh, man, that's a bummer. This loss hurts even more. And then I see that Texas A&M is the first number one seed in NCAA softball history to be eliminated in the regional round, which was also played on their home field.
Kevin, in the 214, I thought Kevin was addicted to Duke. Is he a bandwagon fan or something?
No.
New fans, new listeners all the time. Kevin went to A&M. He was accepted into Duke. However, Duke is very, very expensive.
Oh, my God.
And,
so expensive.
But he did go to A&M. And when he was a child, he was at the game at the reunion, where the Dukies ended up winning and losing. And Kevin said, that's my team, even though they lost.
It really set me up for a lifetime of being an A&M fan.
There are a lot of championships after that with Duke.
No, I'm saying for a lifetime of being an A&M fan.
So, yes, his football allegiance is to A&M. His basketball allegiance is to Duke and then A&M second. I have seen this firsthand. As Duke and A&M met up and Kevin was torn on who he would root for.
Yeah.
And he immediately said, you know what? I'm pulling for Duke in this one.
Yeah.
But either way, he won. So he was happy.
Man, this is a great day for this person. From the 585, as a former student at both Texas and Liberty, yesterday was very fun for me. Man, that is a great combination of schools for that. And so, look. The Texas A&M softball team, unfortunately, they have to go in the category of wanker of the weekend.
972, my wife's a Liberty University online alum. Liberty is better.
Man, it was like the time that Stephen F. Austin beat Duke in basketball. I have never heard my wife talk about anything Stephen F. Austin. That's where she went to college. Athletic related.
Until then.
But yeah, she was like, Axum. And I was just like, I've never heard you say anything about their sports. And she was like, well.
Now's the time.
We usually don't have a lot of time. Now, this you might think this is mean-spirited, but I think it's deserved. Are the Winnipeg Jets the wanker of the weekend? Consider this, if you will. Winnipeg went into the playoffs with an NHL best 26 road wins during the regular season.
Really?
Yeah, who would have guessed it?
They were really good this year, man.
And instead, on the road in the playoffs, they went 0-6, and they were outscored 27-9 in the process. That now extends their playoff road losing streak to 10, and this last one, Game 6, was easily the most competitive that they've had along the way.
I will say, yes. That was what I was going to say, Kevin, that this was not a typical Connor Hellebuck on the road game.
Yes. Agreed.
He was sparkling just as much as Otter was.
He played great. Yeah.
Connor Hellebuck. No! You know, I really thought we'd never have to hear that again. I honestly was very excited whenever it was over. I was like, finally, I don't have to hear them just glaze all with Connor Hellebuck. Like, it was just so... Dude, you watched it. Yeah. Every single game was oh my God, Connor Hellebuck. You're just like,
look at those eyes.
Out there doing something
those
special.
Eyes.
So that was, he was really good though. And that's why that was such a good hockey game, because both netminders were great and both teams came prepared and gave us a great game 6, man.
Well, guess what? We're not done dumping on Winnipeg just quite yet.
All right,
another,
I'm in.
Another thing Winnipeg failed at, or the Stars destroyed them at. Winnipeg entered the playoffs with the league's best power play, 29%.
Now, the Stars are the best power play left, I believe.
Yeah. Well, it certainly ain't Winnipeg because they lost.
Yeah.
So it didn't translate to the postseason, where they were 8 of 43. That translates to 18.6%. They went from 29% to 18.6%. That was 12th among playoff teams. And there was only 16 playoff teams. So they went from being the best in the league in road winning, then 0-6. Best in the league in power play, 12th out of 16.
So, and that was through the whole playoffs, not
correct.
Just, okay. Because I was going to say, the Stars PK is pretty damn good, right? Like, they did a pretty damn good job against them, too.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, I give them credit on that for sure.
Yeah. That was really great that the Stars were able to do that. And, Kevin, I think we'll talk about it a little more. The fact that Harley grew up in this thing this year for the PK, and Miro was good.
Yeah.
But Harley is still the one-liner on that on the PK. So that's an interesting thing too. But well, congratulations to them for stinking it up whenever they should have been better.
Do you want to stick
Stars gave them so many chances too.
I know. Do you want to stick with hockey for people stinking it up?
Sure.
All right, so in just a second, we're going to go to cut number 16. But here's a quote from one of the Maple Leafs players before Game 7. We're prepared to go to war in Game 7.
In Canada,
well,
huh?
Much like an actual war between the United States and Canada would turn out, here's what happened.
Jones, Panthers stay onside. Here's Greer, picked out by Wolf. Greer slides it across. Score! Gadjevich makes it 3-0 Florida.
6-1 on Toronto's home ice in Game 7. 6-1.
They lost that war, it looks.
Yes, they did.
Dude, they lost 6-3. No, that was the Lightning. My bad. 6-1. Dude, I guess the Panthers like to score 6 goals.
That actually has kind of been their
MO. A little bit
MO.
Of a vibe on those finishing games there.
I saw a stat that said, since I think it's 2004-05, Toronto has won 2 playoff series and Buffalo has won 4. Buffalo hasn't been in the playoffs in 14 years. just think Dang. About how like just crushingly so, sad that is.
So that makes sense when you hear the Cowboys comparison then.
Oh,
like that makes a lot of sense. But because
the Toronto Maple Leafs are the hockey Cowboys.
When I think of hockey, a lot of times Leafs are one of the first names that pop up for me. So from the 2-1-4, Hellebuck glaze was mere appetizer to the McDavid and Draisaitl glaze we're about to receive, by the way. Yeah, that's about to happen.
That person is not wrong.
That is definitely about love that. Connor McDavid.
Yeah, and look, I understand that because he's theoretically the best player in the world. Well, guess what? Sometimes having the best player in the world doesn't equate to your team winning in the playoffs. Give me cut number 12, or once again, a game 7. And what did we tell you last week? There is no team in the league that will give up more than Denver. And you saw it on display yesterday.
Here's Wallace, throws it. Jokic! Oh, he throws it down! A thunderous dunk from Cason Wallace, and the crowd erupts again.
Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Denver Nuggets by 32 points, 125-93. And you might be thinking, well, this game was probably just not competitive the entire time. False.
False.
Denver had a 5-point lead going into the second quarter. And honestly, with, I think it was like 4 minutes left, they got it down. They were still trailing, but they got it down to one. So it was 40-39. But then by the end of the half, it was 60-46. The Oklahoma City Thunder scored 20 points in less than 4 minutes to really put this game out of reach. And then Denver could not have cared less, it felt like, in the second half.
We got the matchup that, like, if you're a basketball fan, you really want to see.
I
know how much you care for Jokic and your Jokic card collection. But
that's true.
The league and most of basketball people want to see the Shea versus Anthony Edwards.
I get that
combination.
Sure.
And that's interesting to look forward. But yeah, for the sake of Wanker of the Weekend, your team, the Denver Nuggets, just gave up the booty.
Now, let's go back to Jokic, because these are the two different sides of Nikola Jokic in a press conference. By the way, and Alec, you know as well as I do, this Eastern Conference final was predetermined when we saw Jalen Brunson face off against Tyrese Haliburton in wrestling. So you knew this like almost a year ago, right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, good. Now, for Jokic, do you want the really, really intense quote, or do you want the fun one to start?
The intense quote.
All right. Because Jokic had another quote later, and it kind of felt like he was just like blowing off how important it was that they just lost game 7. But here's another thing he said after the game. Jokic was asked, do you think the Denver core can contend for a championship still? And this is what he said. Quote, we didn't, so obviously we can't. If we could, we would win it. I don't believe in those if stuffs. We had an opportunity and we didn't win it. Damn!
It's honest.
It really
is. It's honest, it's blunt, and it's telling to your front office. Hey, you saw what happened. We tried to change coaches. It didn't work. Right at the very end, there's something here with the team that's a problem. Maybe we should bring the coach back. I'm not saying that's the case, but
they don't seem to think that.
When your best player says something like that, you have to respond. And a lot of times whenever Dirk would say something like that, the Mavericks would say, all right, we got to do something else. And so I'd be interested to see if that core stays together.
Now, this is the quote that's a lot more fun. If we go to cut number 13, all right, now that the season's over, like, hey, Jokic, what are you going to be up to next?
We will see, you know. But from now, like next couple of days, there's going to be a lot of beer probably.
That was in the same press conference where he said, I don't believe in ifs. We didn't, so obviously we can't.
A lot of beers probably.
Yeah.
They lost. Off-season is beer time.
Question. Because you guys drink beer. You like beer.
Beer's good.
Yeah. Is he drinking beer because perhaps he had kept it from himself to stay in better shape during the season? Or is it to make the pain go away?
I think probably both.
Okay.
But I also don't think he's that hurt by it. I don't think that the pain is there, Kevin. I think that he looks at it very realistically. I think the beer is just because him and his brothers like to party. You saw him after the championships.
For sure.
He wasn't championship partying. He was just partying because that's what he does.
And he was mad that he couldn't get back to his horses sooner and stuff.
Yeah. So I think that for him, it's just like, this is just what I do in the off season.
Okay.
I drink all the beers with my brothers because that's when, you know what? We are going to go ride some horses and drink some beers. Beer for my horses, right?
Alec, your thoughts?
Yeah.
What is it with people's fascination of getting beer to animals?
Huh. They just want to see drunk animals. You know that snake? You ever see that snake? You give him beer and he's just going all over the place?
Wouldn't he just slither straight then? Because otherwise,
it's
like...
It's like when you're on a cruise ship and you're drunk. You're walking in a straight line. Everybody else is all like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Because the waves.
Huh.
You ever been on a... No.
Nah.
From the 641.
It was free.
Wanker of the weekend is, and this has been going on for a while, is everybody turning Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark into a racial thing? Let the WNBA have their rivalry and people will tune in. And
man, I'm totally about that. Let the rivalry exist. Yeah. Let them go back and forth with it. And yeah, I'm all about that part of it.
It was, you know, so we got a kick out of it this morning. And I know Sean likes to dunk on like First Take and stuff like that. They had quotes from both of them about like Caitlin Clark. It was a basketball play. Angel Reese. It was a basketball play. Because in case you miss it, Caitlin Clark had a hard foul on Angel Reese and it looked like something might happen, but then it didn't. And it was like, but what do you think, panelists for First Take, about the foul? And I was like, okay. If both of the players right there are like...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a basketball play. I also think it was a basketball play. And like,
Let it go.
Kind of feels like maybe you should defer to that, but I know that's not how that show likes to get down.
From the 972, we give beer to our show cows to make them fatter.
Okay. Is that, look, I don't know.
Is it Kobe beef? They do give them beer and while they're growing. So that they have more fat marbling in the meat for their, and they're calmer. They're calmer cows, so they're not stressed out and got tumors, I believe.
I'm honestly not sure.
We're
like PETA and animal rights activists fall on this. So if that's just like things that cow people do, I guess I could have just said
cow people?
Farmers or ranchers. I don't know why I said cow people.
They're walking around. Milking themselves.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's still a quality cow noise. But like, if that's okay with them, then fascinating. But I think there is a fascination of people who want to try to get animals drunk. Probably their dogs.
Happens,
yeah.
It happens too.
Don't give your dog weed.
You blow the weed in his ear.
That no, what, don't do that either.
I don't know how they get high off the ear weed.
And then somebody else suggested this. Are the Dallas Wings the wanker of the weekend for losing their season opener? They lost to Minnesota, the presumptive favorite to win the WNBA title, 99-84.
Hey, they got room to grow.
Yeah.
And Paige says she has a lot of lessons to learn from this one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Best of luck to them on that journey.
They play Seattle tonight. It's another home game. Go check it out. College Park Center in Arlington. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus another crazy parlay. This one, a WNBA parlay. You got to hear it next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, still basking in the glow of the Stars' victory in Game 6 as they defeat the Jets, move on to the Western Conference Finals. For the third straight year, that series against Edmonton will get started on Wednesday. Another quick note for you. The Eagles announced that they have agreed to a contract extension with Nick Sirianni, which I can't say is particularly surprising. Good for them.
He won a Super Bowl, so.
I mean, look, you can think whatever you want about him and the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, but guess what? They won the Super Bowl.
And he's been to the Super Bowl twice.
Yes.
Recently.
Yes. We haven't even been in the game that gets you to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Let alone won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Let alone been in the Super Bowl.
All right.
Let alone won that game.
All right.
Let alone been in the game that gets you to the Super Bowl.
This is our year, though, right? Everybody?
Yeah.
No.
Alec?
No.
I don't know, man.
Did you just say, yeah, just to make me feel better?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. It's a Monday. I'm trying to get
sorry, I was going to answer that question for you, Alec.
You weren't wrong.
Oh, man. All right, guys.
Have fun, Corey.
Yeah.
Hey, I know it'll cheer you up. It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford. They call me the pride of Mansfield, Texas. Sorry, Corey. That. Not the purveyor of false hope. I can't do it. I just fine. Can't. Yeah, I had to admit to it. I'm a liar in that regard. I have no hope. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Twitch and YouTube as well. Want to hear from you. And then a crazy parlay that I was actually following in real time this weekend that I saw get tweeted out. As controversial as he may be, Dave Portnoy made one of the craziest sports bets that I've seen in a while.
Okay.
I don't have the funds nor the gall to make this bet.
Did you know, you probably already knew this, but did you know that, of course, Drake bet $1 million on the Maple Leafs? Mm. And again, if you forgot, they lost 6-1 on their home ice.
That's because whenever beautiful. He bets on a team, what happens, Alex?
Yeah. Or whenever he bets on himself against Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. I'm still in awe that 60,000 people were just, you know, screaming different jokes made at Drake. That was the most beautiful scene of hatred I've ever seen. But the question of the day today.
I actually want to know more about that in the future.
Please ask away. I swear that I've never been more motivated to hate in my life have been ever since that concert at AT&T. But kind of weirdly in the same vein. The question of the day today is actually going to go in line with the morning show's New Music Monday segment that they're running. Peyton, when I walked in, he was like, dude, it's amazing how fiery people's opinions are about music. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, even in my group chat with my college friends alone, it's just so polarizing. So the question of the day, real quick, Corey, what is your most controversial music take? You don't care what anybody says. You will stand and die on that hill.
Okay. You ready? Nirvana.
Oh, no.
Is so beloved because you didn't get to see all the garbage that comes along with aging musicians. All right? Not to say that they didn't put out music, put out good music, but they're elevated to a status because you didn't have to see their stupid experimental period that everybody hated or whatever. And you're like, the hell even is this album? So like they're good, but they get sent to the next level because Kurt Cobain killed himself and they disbanded.
Wow. You know what? I don't think that's a hot take.
Oh,
I think that's correct.
I think.
Oh, yes.
And just because it happens to, you're right. It happens to a lot of bands.
Yeah.
Like, I think, would Jimi Hendrix have just continued to be amazing? Or is there a great legend that goes along with Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah. And you see this in movies with James Dean or whoever. Like, that's just the way it works.
Yeah. I think the hotter take you have is that Pearl Jam isn't that good. And the Beatles aren't that good.
No. Hold on.
Overrated.
Man. I'll stand by the Pearl Jam take. But look, we all love 10. And then what? So for the Beatles, this is what I'll say. I don't love a lot of their songs the way society wants me to. Like, I understand their influence on generation after generation. I understand their popularity. I might not have said they were more popular than God, but you know what? That's fine. They clearly did fine for themselves in their career. Just a lot of their songs aren't for me, and I like other people's interpretations of their songs better. Is that acceptable?
I'm all right with that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was actually really well articulated. Like, that's been brewing for a minute. I can appreciate that.
See, here's where I'm struggling to, because there's part of me that wants to take the negative angle on it. The other part, though, is like Schoolboy Q's one of the best rappers out there. Go check him out if you haven't. Like, Schoolboy Q's fantastic. Then Carly Rae Jepsen is actually very talented, right? And like, can we all agree on that or no?
Because do people hate on her?
That song was stuck in your head for, it's probably stuck in your head right now just thinking about her.
Was she the Call Me Maybe person?
That's okay. The song, and she can actually sing. The one that I got a lot of flack for was that Machine Gun Kelly is bubblegum punk, like Blink 182. And because I like Blink 182 a lot, but I consider that bubblegum punk because it's not the same as like NOFX style punk rock music or, you know, anyway, it's just a different style. And what MGK did was he went and got the drummer from Blink 182 and basically a lot of the songs have a very similar sound of what Blink 182 did. I liked one of the albums that he did. I thought it was pretty good. And just because I said that doesn't mean that I hate it. That's how I feel about that. So that was mine. That somebody got really mad at me one day for saying Blink 182 and him were bubblegum punk.
And I just want to say, I'm sorry, I did not know that there's a whole bunch of people who think that Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain.
Oh yeah, you didn't know that?
I guess I might have at one point.
Bad brain. Sorry.
Back to you.
I just love from the 972. Kid Rock should change his name to Man Rock. I don't know if anything's going to beat that today. Thank you, 972. I needed that today.
That is tremendous.
Let's see. From the 469, Lil Wayne is the GOAT. From the 214, Nirvana is super overrated. From the 321, the Beach Boys were better than the Beatles.
Well, I did agree with somebody who said Queen is better than the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there, too.
Would you say, though, that the amount of music put out is different? Like, Queen put out less.
Sure.
The Beatles wrote every song, right?
Yeah. Like,
that's the idea is everybody thinks they wrote every song that ever existed.
I think I think that about Queen sometimes. Yeah. There's a popular song you've heard. There's like, Queen did.
Yeah, Queen probably did a version.
And that's
of it
just
too.
My personal taste. I just like Queen better than the Beatles.
See, from the 951, Beyonce's country album was album of the year.
Oh, I know
that.
Good.
Yeah, that one draws a lot of controversy. I liked it. I'm not a country music guy at all, but I thought it was kind of fun.
Okay, question. Alec, you're not going to be able to answer this for me then since you just said you're a country music guy. So maybe, Corey, this is for you. Maybe it's for the people listening. What is it that when people say, I don't like new country, like, what do they mean by that? Because you hear, like, that's one of the things I heard about Beyonce or whoever else. They're like, but it's not really country. Or, it's like new country. I don't really like that. Like, what does that mean compared to old country?
A lot of it doesn't even have an acoustic guitar in it. You know, it's just like, there's probably a lot of digital stuff created.
Oh.
It kind of all sounds the same. Like, AI wrote it. Where it's just like, hey, you know, I got in my truck and I was crying about my girlfriend into my beer. Which, again, David Allan Coe said all these words in his song, the song, Kevin, that we taught you at Redneck Heaven that
year. Oh, yeah.
I was drunk the day my...
Never heard that
song.
So
it's just a little bit of a, like, Florida, Georgia line is new country. And that was kind of the mark for me. It was a little bit different from what I was used to with, like, Alan Jackson and Clint Black and... You know, okay. John Michael Montgomery and stuff like that.
So a whole lot of people immediately said it sounds too poppy than country. And then some people said no heart, no soul, just catchphrases.
And the 903, new country is referred to as Nashville country, and Nashville country is corporate. And that is true. Oh. There are people literally in buildings, in offices, writing music all day long, where you also got like the Texas and the Red Dirt style. Those dudes are just on their ranches and playing some music and stuff like that.
And if you go to Nashville, it's super fun. And there are elements that are like totally different. But there's a lot of corporatizing that's happened in Nashville with the bars and everything.
Yeah, for sure.
And a lot of it with new country is even just the implementation of a simple element that's really associated with something else takes it in a direction in people's minds that they don't want it to. Like if you add a hi-hat into the bass line, people are going to think it sounds like a hip hop song. If you add a synthesizer to it, they're going to think it sounds like an old pop song. Like if you add the smallest element to it that you usually think is like a pop, you know, rhythmic element, then they're going to think it's a pop song. Now, if you add a heavy bass line in there, they're going to be like, it sounds like a trap beat, you know? And you know, we're all guilty of that, and it kind of does. And you see guys even like Morgan Wallen are putting hip hop verses in their songs.
They got Tate McRae in there in a new on his new album. And I mean, Taylor Swift did make that transition from country. She started as like a young country artist and rolled over. Oh, she was like, I'm gonna go to pop.
I did not know that.
You know, there were lots of those. I mean, Shania Twain started as a country artist, and while she still has the Any Man of Mine. You know, you saw her more in the American Idol role for a while and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, man, I feel like a woman. Yeah. That feels like a pop song. That video, though.
Mm.
Thumbs up.
Dude.
Simply irresistible.
Dude.
Don't you miss when music videos were, like, prevalent in music?
Man, that needs to be another segment. What's the most old person take you have? Because I'm with you, but that already feels like an old person
take. I do miss videos.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I miss the creativity that went into them, and it felt like it was part of telling the story of the music. And it was part of the promotion, too, was like whenever you got the album, you're like, okay, these three hits, I need a music video for that. I need to see what kind of story they're going to tell here.
And so I know you're too young for this, Alec, but I remember when it felt like some of those music videos were going to break the culture. Like when Freak on a Leash by Korn came out, everyone's like, what is this? Oh, my God. And then you're like, that song is good, though.
Before we get to Dave Portnoy's crazy WNBA bet, I do want to play this sound real quick. Jason Benetti, Tigers TV. This is just the beauty of Homer broadcasts for baseball teams. He was amazed by this breaking ball. Take a listen.
See if the Tigers do get that one in. 2-2. Oh, my goodness. A lightning bolt directly at Bichette. That'll activate your nervous system. Look at this thing. Anybody have an exorcist?
I just love Homer broadcasts where they're just like amazed by one small element of a game. It's just the best thing ever. That's why local broadcasts are always my favorite. And this bet that Dave Portnoy made, I saw him tweet this. He was at the Indiana Fever game and he was decked out in like a full Caitlin Clark uniform with no undershirt or anything. That was kind of crazy.
Oh my goodness.
I still think wearing the basketball jersey with no undershirt as a fan or just a regular human
you don't
is
care for it.
Yeah, that's psycho activity, psych ward right now, because it's just going to smell crazy in that room. So as soon as he got to the arena, I guess he was just feeling the energy and everything. So he decided to put a bet down on the Caitlin Clark triple double. He put $25,000 down on this.
Oh, man, that's a lot of money, it feels like.
And he ended up cashing on it.
What?
She got the triple-double, and it paid him $350,000 on a $25,000 bet. And if you go to the Indiana Fever's Twitter page, they tweeted out the video of the rebound that secured the triple-double. If you look in the bottom right-hand corner, as soon as Caitlin Clark grabs that board, Dave Portnoy can be seen jumping out of his seat and fist pumping, high fiving, and hugging people around him. Coolest thing ever to know that I just got $350,000 off of somebody grabbing a basketball in real time, sitting front row courtside. I don't have the funds nor the gall to make a bet like that just because I walked into the arena. I said, you know what? I'm feeling it today. I'm feeling the energy. I'm putting this last minute bet down and I'm going to win $350,000. So good for Dave, I guess.
I will. I mean, you know what you could do, though, Alec?
Ooh.
You could start small with an underdog account, and then with each play, work your way to get to that $25,000.
Use the promo code MASTERPIECE for cash matching bonus.
I tried yesterday, Kevin.
It didn't go well.
I did NBA second half bets, thinking that it was going to be an actually competitive second half.
Oh, and
OKC ended up pulling all of their good players, so I did not get a single player on my six-man slip to cash.
Sorry about that.
It hurts.
There's always next time.
That's right. Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Why give your quarterback all of the money when you can only give him most of the money?
Okay.
Next on the Fan.
First down and goal. Play action. Purdy looking in zone. Let's it rip, and he's got a touchdown to Brandon Ayuk.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan right now. What say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Dip!
Dip it and rip it.
Now I'm going to start with the Colts, who, never forget, deleted their schedule release video out of cowardice. They have also sent a letter to season ticket holders cautioning against reselling most or all of the tickets. Remember, I think we talked about this with the Packers. They went ahead and took away a whole bunch of season ticket holders' tickets, and they were like, hey, you're not going to be eligible to renew because you were doing this. And so one Colts fan got a letter that says, our records show that you listed or resold most of your tickets for the 2024 season. And while no action will be taken today, if you are shown to be reselling most of your tickets again this season, you will unfortunately not be able to renew.
Oh, wow.
What do you guys think about that as a concept of seems kind of anti-capitalistic, but at the same time, the government's already given a thumbs up to the NFL's monopoly protection. So what are we going to do about it?
I don't like it. Because I paid for it. I purchased it. Therefore, I should be able to do whatever I want with it.
As long as it didn't harm anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. So that doesn't seem fair to keep tracking that and then try and force something like that upon me. This, I don't think this will ever happen with Jerry. Jerry's like, the ticket's sold. Yeah. What do I, like, he said that many times. Look, we have lots of NFL fans
that
travel, and sometimes they want to be in our stadium too. Our stadium's a destination. Only 7% of people have ever been in a stadium. Oh, my God.
I've heard that so many times.
No, you haven't. And so,
many times.
And so, like, that was, I don't like that at all. Sorry, Colts.
If you were, like, a diehard Colts fan, though, would you fall in line? Or were you like, I'd rather watch it on TV and I've just been using this to make money?
Probably that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is a way of paying for my season tickets is by selling some of them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, people do this with all over the place. My friend has Stars tickets. He has his Western Conference Finals paid for from the first two rounds.
I could see that.
And so he's like, yeah. I'm good. If we get to the Cup, you know, he's like, I'll pay for the Cup. But most of this season I was able to sell some, and like, it's part of the game. And it, like you said about a capitalistic society, it seems like that would be encouraged.
Yes. Now, let's go to the San Francisco 49ers and Brock Purdy. This was my take of why give your quarterback all of the money when you can give him most of the money. He agreed to a 5-year, $265 million extension. So that's $53 million per year.
Not, and it includes 61?
Correct. And that deal includes $181 million in total guarantees. So I'm just saying, the narrative that the next quarterback always gets paid more money, that has really been taken to the woodshed over the last couple of years.
Yeah. Or
especially the last year, I guess, with Josh Allen and this, and like, that has proven to not necessarily be the case anymore.
The Cowboys were just going along with the market, right?
See, I disagree with that.
They were just advancing. That was what they told us.
Yes.
The market is what it is, and we're just going along with what it is. It's the next one up.
And then you find out other teams.
Multiple. Josh Allen was like, that's not necessarily the case.
Yep.
And all this has been going on. It's really, it stinks as a Cowboys fan whenever you kind of felt like Dak wasn't the quarterback to deserve that either.
It does.
And the Cowboys just were like, they got stuck in a bad situation, though. They needed to either rip the Band-Aid off right then, or they needed to go ahead and sign it and deal with the contract and move on with it.
I agree.
They decided to not rip the Band-Aid off because they couldn't. They didn't want to waste a season trying to find a new quarterback. That being said, I believe he also has a full no trade clause in his.
Oh, well, good.
And Kevin, I think that is starting to become a norm.
Yeah.
In the NFL right now.
Because it's an
extra. There's about nine or 10 of them.
Because it's an extra bit of leverage.
Yep.
Like, you consider, like, just look at it on the front side. Okay. So if you look at the front side, the team might be like, hey, if we can give this up, it's not going to cost us any extra money.
Yep.
Now, but a player, when they're looking at their leverage, that can absolutely make them significantly more money or get more of their money guaranteed if they do end up getting traded down the road. So I think that's a smart move. I really do. Now, Corey, we're going to need to talk positively about the Eagles real quick.
All right.
I'm sorry, but I think you're going to hear this story and you're going to be like, that's some damn fine work. So over the weekend, Jeffrey Lurie and the Eagles Autism Foundation, they raised more than $10 million during the Eagles Autism Challenge, their annual cycling and 5K run and walk. They had more than 7,000 participants.
Dang.
Since 2018. So again, like 7 years, not that long, they have raised $40 million for autism research and care programs.
Do you think some of that is because of the Super Bowl win?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
100%.
When you win, we saw what happened with the Rangers.
Yes.
Ranger stuff went for like astronomical prices.
Because people were like, I can help out charity and it's my favorite team.
Yeah. And it's something that means something to me.
Yeah.
No, that's absolutely, man. Congratulations to the Eagles fans.
Look, it is a cool deal. I know we still don't have to like them, but it is a cool deal. Now, I don't know if you've heard this story already. I didn't want to play the audio because it goes on forever. Bill Belichick wanted to help foster the relationship of Antonio Brown and Tom Brady. And part of the reason, or part of the way he was going to do that, was through super expensive milk. So Antonio bought this special milk for Tom Brady that cost $5,000. All right. It got mixed up. Yeah.
What kind of cow is this? Is this from the cow people?
I don't think it's from the cow people, if you missed that a couple segments ago. So long story short, it got mixed up and ended up in the mailroom for too long and the milk went bad.
Oh, no.
All right. And so
Bill shouldn't pay $5,000 for milk.
You know what? That's a fair point. That is a very fair point. So Bill Belichick
never go back home.
Said he went out there and he got $5,000 worth of this special milk to give it to Tom Brady from Antonio because he was like, you got to do the right thing. And it seemed like Antonio Brown and Tom Brady were building a good relationship. Wonder how that turned out. And he didn't want it to be ruined over spoiled milk.
I'll take a little sip.
Was that Peyton?
Yeah.
I was like, that's not Alex's voice.
It really did feel like he said that right
and
then.
And what was crazy too is that Kevin nailed that joke with the spoiled milk line. But that was Belichick that nailed that joke too?
That's right.
It's pretty impressive, Bill Belichick.
What's the most you've ever spent on milk? Like $10?
Okay. What, that milk that Mike bought in Arizona. Remember when he bought that milk and he was just so excited about the chocolate milk that he got in the glass bottle?
Yeah.
And he was like, not as good as I expected it to be. I mean, it tastes like milk. And I was like, yes, it tastes like milk because that's what milk tastes like.
Exactly.
Alec, you worked with the 4-H Club for a while. Is milk...
Is it not 4-H?
4-H Club. Is milk... Like, did you ever do any milk competition tastings?
Competition tastings.
I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Did you just go Josh Green? You were up in the lane. You had the ball and you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Did you do something with 4-H? Am I wrong about this?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did you take a tour of an egg facility once?
What? I worked in a...
Have you ever even met Alec before? What the hell is happening?
I mean, I used to stock milk. Like...
I think you look really good, milk.
Like I put milk on shelves. I worked in a dairy freezer.
Milk.
Is that a new carton? Yeah, all right. Too far. Too far.
Ugly egg.
Milk. Mom always said it would be like this, milk.
Yeah. And if she doesn't laugh at your jokes, you can ask her if she's lactose intolerant.
Lactose intolerant?
Damn it!
That was the joke.
Good job, Corey.
I had it for the first time ever. Whatever. All right, let's move on to Netflix.
All right.
Netflix is looking to expand their portfolio.
By adding Sesame Street.
Is that right?
I just saw an announcement from Elmo in Sesame Street. On Twitter, at Sesame Street and at Elmo said, hi, friends. Elmo is Elmo, and Elmo's excited to welcome you to Sesame Street, and N is for Netflix.
Elmo wants football next for Netflix. All right. You're welcome. So Netflix is kind of looking, it seems like, to see if the NFL will create a specialty package for them. Obviously, they've already got Christmas Day on lockdown, and it was on CNBC. They had a conversation with the Netflix CEO, and he talked about how they would like to potentially work out a thing where maybe they can get 15 games. And
wow.
So it wouldn't necessarily be like the full season package, especially since I believe now they have 3 games on Christmas, but they're looking to do a little something else. And if the NFL is like, we can create another new revenue stream, great, let's go do that.
Yeah. So they get their money all from subscriptions, correct?
I think now they do advertising as well, right? Don't they have the lower tier?
I don't know. Maybe I don't have it.
I believe there is now a lower tier of Netflix that includes advertising.
But before it was all subscriptions and CD-based or DVD-based or whatever it was.
Yes.
And obviously a money laundering scheme. But they saw this as the, hey, we'll get 500,000 more subscriptions. Like,
yeah. Oh, I'm sure they've run
so
that.
Worth yeah. it for us.
And then you wonder about, like, will you be able to convert at least what percentage of those subscriptions to full-time subscriptions?
Yeah, exactly.
I have no doubt.
And for 15 weeks, that's exactly. plenty of time to keep people around.
Absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, park around and find out inside the rise of Thomas Harley. Next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.